In Matthew 24, Jesus prophesied that in the time leading up to his return, lawlessness will abound. This doesn't just mean a high crime rate. It means an attitude of rebellion, leading to the reign of chaos. It will affect schools, city councils, presidents, kings, politicians, and everybody in between. And it's happening. Is this another sign that Jesus is soon coming? Let's take a look. In my book, America's Coming Judgment, I wrote that more than 40,000 new laws go on the books every year in the United States. We try to get people under control, but can't write laws fast enough. That's because lawlessness is beginning to abound. Consider that in America, we are currently witnessing a complete breakdown of order in the political arena in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, people in Hollywood are calling for the president to be eliminated. I wonder what they mean by that. While the FBI, the highest law enforcement agency in the country, by some estimations, seems to be operating above the law, John Kerry travels to Iran to undermine the president's foreign policy. And even the tech industry is involved. They are so enormous and have so much power that they can enforce their own types of laws. But we're learning now that they are censoring people that don't play by the narrative of the globalists. But it's not just in America. It's happening everywhere. China is burning Bibles and crosses while arresting people that the government doesn't like. Europe is facing one act of civil unrest upon another, mostly due to immigration laws and the lack of enforcing other laws. And back here in America, we recently learned that even law enforcement is beginning to give up. Rachel Rollins is a Democratic Party's nominee for district attorney in Boston. If she wins, and it looks like she will become the chief law enforcement officer in that county. Her campaign website contains a list of 15 criminal offenses that the DA's office will decline to prosecute after she's elected. Here are a few of them. They will decline to prosecute theft of personal property under $250. They'll decline to prosecute trespassing. Here's another one, shoplifting. So a person goes into a store, grabs what he wants, and walks out. It doesn't matter because the district attorney has already said that the thief will not be prosecuted. And another one, receiving stolen property. And then breaking and entering property that is vacant, or breaking and entering property for the purpose of seeking refuge from the cold. Stop and think about that one. She already said she would not prosecute people for trespassing. And now she adds that she won't even prosecute them for breaking and entering if the person is trying to escape the cold. That means when it is cold outside, or perhaps just cool, someone can break into your home with a certain knowledge that they will not be prosecuted. Malicious destruction of property is another one. Once inside your house on a cold night, the criminal can maliciously break your stuff. That means just do it out of spite or meanness, and they will know that they will not be prosecuted. They can also steal stuff from you as long as they keep that theft below $250. And here's another one, drug possession with the intent to distribute. I'm talking about drug dealers. Boston is in the midst of a drug crisis, and she will be announcing to the community that drug dealers will no longer be prosecuted. Add to that, resisting arrest. As you can imagine, Boston police are especially upset over this one. If a criminal knows he can resist arrest with impunity, police will not be safe. In fact, no one will be safe. This list is an announcement of the breakdown of orderly society. It is chaos, and chaos means death and destruction. We are entering a period of chaos just as Jesus prophesied. Lawlessness is beginning to abound, and it's abounding in places most of us never thought possible before now. Once again, the Bible proves to be right. That means you can trust it. And not just to know what's going on in the world, you can trust what it has to say about Jesus and his dying for our sins. You can trust it as God's word. Trust it with your life and trust it with your eternal life. Let me ask you this. As you consider these things, as we read our Bibles and look at society, I've got to ask you this. Do you know that when you die, you're going to go to heaven? Because if you haven't been forgiven of your sins, if you haven't asked Christ to forgive you of your sins, and the Bible teaches that we won't go to heaven when we die, we haven't been forgiven. Instead, we will be judged for our sins, and we will experience separation from God forever in the place that the Bible describes as hell. Listen, you don't want to go there. You don't want to be judged for your sins. What you really want to do is be forgiven of your sins. And if you are in that place and you're thinking, yeah, I want to be forgiven, I want to know that when I die, I'm going to heaven, then pray this with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, but I want to be forgiven. And right now, I repent of my sin and unbelief and surrender to you as Lord. I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.